We don't have time to deal with the question, but we'll just deal with a few thoughts, directions to think about the question of why are we here in Israel? If there is a place on earth that would seem to be a more pleasant place to be, as the Ramban described, there is a place on earth called Gan Eden. So why aren't we there? Why did the Torah want us here? So the Torah, you see, Hashem wanted Am Yisrael in Eretz Canaan. Canaan means merchant. Hashem wanted us in the center of the merchant's roots, the central place that connects the Middle East, Asia, Europe, and Africa. The place where all the traders pass through. The place that would be the focal point of civilization. The place that we have a tradition is the source of all of spirituality on earth. The place that was the beginning of creation of earth. The place that has the central veins that run through planet earth, where all the nutrients come out of Har HaBayis. And that's why Chazal say that if you know how to taste the earth and tap into those veins, you could grow in the land of Israel every single crop in the world. And you see that even the Italians are buying our wheat to make noodles. And the Chinese are buying our lychees. How come? How come they couldn't grow lychee fruit anywhere but here, and passion fruit? And you have so many fruits that they couldn't. They tried in many parts of the world and they couldn't. Because Hashem gave us a land that has veins running through it. Imagine you have a heart and then the veins come out of that heart. So the further you are from the heart, the less veins you have. The closer you are to the heart, the more veins you could tap into, right? So the heart is here in Eretz Yisrael, and the veins are running out to all the countries. So you have countries that can grow bananas very well. But here in Israel, they're growing bananas very well. What happened? So that's another idea that Hashem wanted us to have here in the land of Israel. So the land of Israel has potential for holiness. The land of Israel has potential for physical blessing. The land of Israel has potential for problems with neighbors. The land of Israel is going to be a land that's contested and fought over time and again. So the land of Israel was unique, and we have a unique connection to it. The land of Israel has multiple climates. It is one country where you can, on the same day, go skiing in the snow and then go sunbathing in the heat of Yam HaMelech. You have everything you could look for in miniature here in the land of Israel, because it is a land that encompasses the world. It is a land that imparts to the world. And it is a land that is tough and toughens its inhabitants. And every land has a correspondence to its people. And so we feel natural here. Many people, anti-Zionists, come to the land of Israel and say, hey, how come I feel at home? How come it just feels so natural to be here? I grew up my whole life in another country. I don't talk the language, and the people are annoying. And I could tell you a million problems about this place, but I feel at home. So there's a connection that Hashem made in our souls to this land, with many, many reasons that it should be this land. And there was also this direction that the land should not be the Garden of Eden. Hashem could have sent us to Madagascar. Life would have been more peaceful for a few millennium. But Hashem didn't want that. He wanted us here on the trade route in Eretz Canaan, the land of merchants, where we would constantly have to contend with the nations that travel through this land. And as such, we would also have a constant impact on the world, because all the traders from all the countries pass through here. But that's just the beginning. I said we need to address this in a much broader sense. But for starters, so you have thoughts and directions to think, that's a direction.